From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. That black, sooty exhaust from old diesel trucks may be a thing of the past. A landmark decision due this week at the State Air Resources Board could mean California truckers must retrofit their diesel rigs at a price tag of about $5 billion. The cost is high, but given the health complications from diesel emissions, air pollution regulators feel they can't afford not to act. David Gorin reports.
It's 3 a.m. on the industrial outskirts of Hayward. Almost no one driving on nearby Interstate 880. You could nearly walk across it. But off the highway, at Roadstar Trucking, business is cranking up. Trucks are loaded up early around here, so they can get to stores across Northern California before they open.
Thank you, sir.
It's a family company. I'm the second generation. I have my oldest daughter here now as a third generation coming into the business.
That's Bob Ramarino, president of Roadstar Trucking and head of the California Trucking Association. He got into the business at the age of 4, riding shotgun in his dad's rig. Ramarino says a new trucking industry regulation could change everything.
I've characterized it as a watershed turn of events. It's going to fundamentally change the way that trucking operates in the state of California.
That fundamental change is a requirement for all diesel trucks and buses in California to be retrofitted with filters that dramatically reduce emissions of soot and other pollutants. The California Air Resources Board wants trucks to meet lower emission standards by 2014. That can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 per truck. The grand total of the build of the trucking industry, it's expected to top $5.5 billion. To Dr. Thomas Daly, chief of pulmonary medicine at Kaiser Permanente in Santa Clara, the new regulation is long overdue.
This is one of the most toxic substances known to humanity. This particulate matter penetrates the lungs, penetrates the cardiovascular system, heart, and blood vessels.
Dr. Daly is sitting in one of his exam rooms at Kaiser, and this is where he says he sees the effects of diesel exhaust firsthand. Children are at greatest risk to tiny soot particles in the air, he says, so it will make a big difference that school buses are included in the retrofit requirement. And heavy doses of particulate matter from diesel engines are particularly dangerous, he says, to everyone living or working in urban corridors.
The greatest risk is those who are adjacent to freeways. If you look in the state of California, 50% of the California population lives within 1 mile of a freeway. This is all of us.
And those health issues can take a financial toll as well. According to the State Air Resources Board, California loses about $40 billion every year in health costs and lost time on the job due to illness attributable to diesel exhaust. Dan Sperling is head of the Institute for Transportation Studies at the University of California, Davis. He's also on the Air Resources Board. He says this transition into cleaner truck technology could be a bumpy ride for the trucking industry, but only because it's been in the technologically slow lane for so long.
We've been aggressively regulating cars since 1970, much more so than we have trucks. Trucks really got a buy for almost 20 years while we were intensifying the rules against the cars.
So trucks now need to shift into today's technology, Sperling says. That's why the Air Resources Board has set aside $1 billion in state bond funding, he says, to help truckers and bus operators make the move.
This is an obviously no-brainer of an idea. This is something that should be done. It's something that should have been done a long time ago. The problem is that the impact of the rule is on these small companies that are most economically vulnerable.
One of those small economically vulnerable companies belongs to Bob Ramarino. He says retrofitting his trucks isn't worth the expense because he won't own them long enough to justify paying out that kind of money. Instead, he says he'll junk the old ones and try to buy new trucks. Ramarino remains hopeful he can pull it off, and really scared he won't.
All of them have to be replaced. That, I just don't see how I'm going to accomplish that. to maintain the current level of business, we are going to make huge expenditures. So for 30 trucks, we're looking at about $3 million of investment within 5 years. That's incomprehensible.
The State Air Resources Board meets Thursday and Friday to finalize the details and vote on the new retrofit regulation for the estimated 1 million diesel trucks and buses on California roads. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
Want more Quest? Check out our community science blog at kqed.org/quest.